All right, Garrett Marchbanks, hey, man, I got a theory. I've run this before you. You don't really believe in it, but I don't care. I think today proved it. You're really good on shitty dirt. Salt Lake, this place, Vegas. You're good at shitty dirt.
I mean, I wouldn't say that. I mean,
No, you don't believe me. I know.
No, I mean, outdoors, I've never really been good here.
No?
No, I've never really had good results here. So
450 club bike, you had a good day or no? Okay, maybe not.
In 22, I went like 10, no. 12, 10 or
we
something.
We won't talk about the 250 day here at club.
No, I try to erase that out of my memory.
You and J-Mart,
though. Oh, dude, I think we went like 1916, and I remember like flying back, and we got out of the truck same time, and I looked at him, I was like, so are we both retiring after that or what?
Yeah. But today was really good for you. I was talking to Mitch before the moto. I said, hey, man, great qualifier for Garrett. I'm like, he's going to get a shitty start and ride great and get seventh. And you didn't get a good start in the first moto, but you got the sixth. And then second moto, though, you got the start you needed. You ran up front with most of the leaders. It was a good job.
Yeah, I mean, I had a good start. I went outside and was banking to maybe sweep around. Got cut off pretty bad.
Was this first moto?
Second.
Oh, second, yeah.
And got past a couple guys got around me there. Had a guy come across the turn pretty aggressive, and I was like, oh, if I would have sent out, I would have went yard selling. Yeah. So, yeah, I got past a couple times first lap, and first half a lap, and found a flow, got moving, and I caught the front group pretty quick, right around the 10, 15 minute mark. Had a good pace going, but I don't know. I wouldn't say I hit a wall. Like, the speed was there. Everything was really good. Mm-hmm. I just felt like the lines were a little difficult to pass today. Obviously, I know it's the same for everyone else. Yeah. I just felt like where I was kind of at, I chose some bad lines and lost some time, and then I had to make it back up. And yeah, it just wasn't ideal. So it was hard for me. I got around that one other guy after the halfway point, got into fifth, and just kind of sat there. Was hoping for some mistakes, didn't quite get there. And it was a solid ride. I mean, me and Brock are going to hit it hard this week on the starts. Really just... they've been slowly getting better this year. We've had some good starts, we've had some bad ones, but realistically I haven't really raced a 250 competitively in outdoors in a long time. Yeah. So I think it's just kind of getting the flow of the starts again, and about it.
Qualifying was really good. You were on top of the board for a while there. It's good.
I mean, I seen P1 for a bit, and I was like sitting there on a roll lap. I was like, when was the last time you did that? That was like 2019 Hangtown.
Did you think that that was a good one? Like, were you like, oh, yeah, but...
I thought it was good, but I was like, oh, it ain't going to stay. Yeah. And then it stayed and stayed and stayed. I was like, I swear to God, if it happens, the last lap. And they're like, P4, I was like, oh, my gosh, dang it. And, yeah, it was still good, though. Yeah. I mean, like, for me, it was kind of... The goal was to be top five consistently just all year in qualifying and outdoors, just with my size and how things have been. And I mean, today really showed for the first time on speed I could actually do it. So I think if the starts could be a little better, we have a good shot being a podium this year.
Funny, because I was watching you with Ty for a little bit when you were going back and forth with him, and he would pull you out of corners just being lighter and just getting the bike going, and then you would get him at the end, and you know, you are a little bigger, but there's also advantages where you can maybe muscle guys out the first few laps or whatever, right?
Yeah, I feel like I had some really good lines the first, like, 10 minutes. Like, I feel like everyone didn't know where to kind of go in the beginning.
Yeah.
And I kind of already had the lines kind of down. So I was just ripping the outsides. And the downhills is what was really helping me. I would just send it down the downhills. Pray to God a little bit. Hopefully I didn't catch a soft spot. But, no, it worked to my advantage. And, I had some good passes and... Yeah, definitely for me this year is just being really patient in turns, which has always been hard for me from riding a 450 for so many years now in outdoors. So it's just being patient, not stuffing the bike and being light on it, and it's about it.
You look a little thinner, a little lighter. Are you? I don't know.
Like, that's what everyone said. I've just been hitting the gym a lot, been cycling a lot.
So other people have told you this, so I'm not like...
No. There's been quite a few. It makes me feel good. So
you look a little skinnier.
We've been staying around the same way. I've just been leaning out and been cycling a lot with Brock and still working on Troll Train, so it's been good.
Okay, cool. Well, hey, good ride today. Good start to Nationals, for sure.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Cool. All right. Thanks.